Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Canberra. How may I help you?
Hi, who's this?
Canberra?
Canberra? Yeah. From which company?
We are third party multiple company service that service multiple products.
Did I give you guys a call?
Say that again.
I think I gave you a call, right? Sometime back. Yeah. See, I don't recognize a transaction in my credit card, so I don't know why you guys charge it.
Okay, you said you don't recognize a charge on your credit card and you want to see what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I get that zip code, please?
Sorry, what do you want?
That zip code, please.
My phone number? What
no,
do you
the,
want?
I need the zip code.
06810.
06610?
No, 06810.
Okay. Okay, and what's that name?
Harish.
Can you spell that for me, sir?
H-A-R-I-S-H. Are you guys on Extraordinary Gadget Experience something?
Let me try to pull up your account to see what it is.
You are from which company? Can you please help me understand?
We are a third party product. We service multiple companies.
Okay. So why are you calling me?
Hold on real quick, sir. I'm on your call.
I'm trying to find the account. Okay, tell him because, sir, you left your phone number for us to call you back for a third party call center.
Hello, okay. You left your phone number for us to call you back. We're a third party call center.
Okay. Yes, okay. You have taken my number, you have taken the zip code, you have taken my first name.
Say that again.
Do you know why you guys are charging me?
That's why I need to find your account to pull it up. Can I have your name one more time?
Harish. First name is Harish. H for Henry, A for Alpha, R for Romeo, I for India, S for Sam, and H for Henry.
And what's that last name?
Last name is Sri Rama Nagaraj. It's big, so try with my first name. It should pop up. It's not a common
Harish.
Name. Yes.
Okay, let's okay. I can't find
so
his account.
Not finding him that way.
Okay, then
try,
I will raise it.
Try the phone
okay.
number.
Okay.
On the script right here.
Okay.
I'll raise a dispute on this transaction and I'll block this transaction from my credit card itself.
Can you say that again?
I'll raise a dispute with credit card company and I will block this transaction. Don't worry. If you are not able to find this transaction, it's fine.
He said he's going to dispute with his credit card and block this number.
So we're going to go ahead and tell him why he got charged right here. Membership. Where's your gadget paper? Right there in front of you, okay? So verify his address.
Okay, sir, I found your account. Can you verify the address for me?
124 Colpit Hill Road, Unit 43, Danbury, Connecticut.
Okay, I do have an account by that. I'm pulling your account up to see what the problem is.
Yeah, what is the problem?
Give me a moment. It's loading up real quick. Okay, I have your account. I see that you ordered a gadget for a blender for five.
No, I did not order anything.
You didn't order anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, okay, well, on this account, it shows that you paid the shipping handling of $574 for a neutral blender, and it is,
please cancel.
You want to cancel it, sir?
Yes, please cancel. Or okay. If you can, yeah, cancel it, rather than me calling credit card company and disputing.
Okay, sir, hold on real quick.
I think I have two charges from you guys. Please cancel two charges.
Yes, this was one charge of the shipping and handling of $5.74. And then by that charge, it would have automatically enrolled you into our factory direct saving club. And every month you would get charged. And in return, you get a $125 gift card used at our best customer gadget club. And that's what that other charge is of the $67.32.
Yeah, please cancel both the charges.
Okay, I will cancel both of them for you. Okay, I have that cancellation number for you, sir. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, it is C as in Charlie, 262,
mm-hmm.
772.
Mm-hmm.
357.
357.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. Is there anything else that you need help with?
No. When can I get the refund back?
Okay. Hold on real quick. Let me set up that refund. Okay, so for that refund, I can give you 35% back.
Sorry?
For that refund, I can give you a 35%.
What 35%?
For the $67.32, I can give you a refund for 35%.
Okay, why?
Because it is a valid charge.
No, there is no valid charge.
So you're saying you didn't place any of these at all? You have no recollection of placing
no. No, it is from the Facebook. It was a different thing. What you're doing is a different thing.
Did you do a survey? Did you fill out a survey?
Okay. No.
Give me one moment. Let me talk to my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He said he didn't order any of this at all. And I even went over this. I went over everything.
You asked him, did he order a blender?
Yes, and I asked him, did he do a survey?
While we're going to transfer you to supervisor.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm transferring you to my supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so are you sure this is fraud? Because if it's fraud, we took fraud very seriously. We can send this to the local authorities.
Sorry?
I said, are you saying this is fraud? Because we take fraud very serious and we're going to send this to the local authorities.
Yeah, send it to whoever you want. From the Facebook, it was like when I get a pop-up, it said that like it's a dollar or something, you'll get a blender. But now, first they charge $5, then they charge $67. Right?
So you said you saw an ad on Facebook for getting a blender for a dollar, and that's what you signed up for?
Yes. Yes. When you do that, it didn't even tell me $60 or even not even $5.
Okay.
Now it is taking different things. If you cannot cancel, you send it to whoever you want. That's fine. I will dispute this charge.
Okay, I understand, sir. I'm sorry for the misunderstanding, but you just said that you signed up on Facebook for the blender and
not for the blender. They said something like Walmart or something. Walmart is giving away or something. It is not even your company or something. It was like a dollar. Now it is $67. This was not shown in the Facebook.
Okay, so
that's where it's stemming from, the ad.
Okay, yes, sir. From the ad, that's what it was. It was the blender. But I can give you a 50% refund, sir.
No, you don't give me any refund. That's fine. I'll dispute it. You can take it to the local authority.
Okay, well, sir, when we take it to the local authorities, and if you try to dispute, they will call your bank or whoever you with will call us, and we will give them this account, and they will see that it is valid. All they will give you is a partial credit, and they will take that credit away from you once they find out that it is valid, and they will penalize you. But I can go ahead and fully refund you.
Yeah, that's fine, because I am 100% sure it's nothing. Like, yeah, I will also take it to that level, because this is not something which I'm doing for the first time, right? So I am doing transactions like 20K, 30K a year. It's not that I do this for like $50, $60. This
mm-hmm.
was not promised. I think those ads are misleading or...
Yes, but I can tell you that when you... when you put your information in, your card information in, and the terms and conditions, it says it will automatically roll you into a membership. So that's what it was.
There was nowhere mentioned $67 or $5. Okay. Anyways, it's fine. If you can, you do it. Otherwise, I'm totally fine. I will.
Yes, I will give you a full refund.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer service. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Bye. No. This is completely misleading. I'll write the review accordingly. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.